Although he may deny it, my guest here, Sandy Nasson, and I grew up on the same street within about a block of each other, lifeguarded at the same pool at Gulf Manor Pool. Are you going to deny or are you going to go along with me on this, Sandy?
Well, I'm with you. It's an honor.
How are you? It's been quite a long time.
I'm okay. Had a few lumps and bumps, but I'm okay.
Well, we have the big 50th anniversary Ludlow Garage reunion coming up. This coming Saturday begins at noon until 9 at Season Good Pavilion at Eden Park, where we spent a great, great time 10 years ago for the 40th reunion. You're on the bill once again this year. What are your memories of the garage, Sandy?
Oh, my gosh. The oversized Alice in Wonderland chairs.
Mm-hmm.
They seemed to accommodate a lot more people than it probably should have. and also, my parents felt very comfortable there, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had the honor of playing there quite a bit, so they came to hear me, of course. And I heard Santana for the first time there and met Herbie Mann as I was walking off stage there and opened for B.B. King and then others, James Gang, so forth. So I have great memories, both as a participant and as a member of the audience.
A patron, yes. Back up to Herbie Mann. You established a relationship with Herbie, and tell us about that.
Well, Jim Tarbell put me on the same bill with him, and literally it's like one of those movie scenes. I walked off stage, and he looked at me and says, "I want to record you." Okay. And then he went on stage, and he came off, and he talked about it. And I mean, a couple weeks later, I was in New York City at Atlantic Studios doing a solo album for Embryo Records, which was his label with Atlantic. So he had probably about 8 artists on the label, and I was lucky enough to be one of them.
And how many records did you do for him?
One.
Just the one?
Yeah. I would say most of us did one. Herbie might have done two. But there's Ron Carter and Emilio Zola and a group called Brute Force.
Didn't you take up residence with him on his farm? Was it in upstate New York?
It was in upstate New York, that's right. Built by a Dutch family in 1751, and it was a lovely place to live and practice. But I needed to get off of it after a while and get in front of people again. That was going to be my career. So, yeah, I was there for probably 2 years.
Go back even further. When did you start playing guitar, and who did you study with?
Ah, okay. So I started when I was 10 years old, and my first teacher was Lloyd Hazelbaker. And he has memory to be a blessing. And he was a country swing guitarist and a chord soloist. That's my primary major influence in the way I approach guitar. Stayed with him for several years. And then the next very important influence was a man named Herb Rogers. Watched him accompany a singer, Amanda Ambrose, on Mount Adams Club.
Blind Lemon?
No, not the Blind Lemon. The bookstore.
Oh.
So in the basement, they had some jazz, and I went to hear him play. And it was the first time I saw someone use their thumb for working bass lines. And I said, okay, my thumb is free. And I adapted that quality of playing and also studied with him. And my graduation piece with Herb Rogers was I'll Remember Clifford. He gave it to me. I went back the next lesson. I played it for him. He says, I think we're done.
Good to go.
He was a gem. He also had a beautiful handwriting, by the way. Beautiful, stunning handwriting, and the way he could transcribe music. I still have some of it today. It's just marvelous to look at. He transcribed some of my originals back then for me, and it was quite a gift.
Let's fast forward now to something happened, life-changing for you, somewhere around 1980, 81 or so.
I decided to take myself off the road because I loved the guitar, but wasn't particularly driven to perform. And I went back to finish my undergraduate degree in microbiology and applied to med schools and then discovered another profession called prosthetics and robotics. And I looked into that, and it caught my attention, and I went with it. And I met a gentleman in Cincinnati named Doug Van Atta, who was my mentor. He also recognized me as a jazz guitarist when I knocked on his door. He said, "Oh, you're the jazz guitarist." I said, "Not today." And so we spent a great part of the day together, and ended up working with him, then going to Northwestern downtown where the med school is. They had the Rehab Institute of Chicago, still standing strong there, and on the top floor of that was this School of Prosthetics and Robotics. That's where I went for both disciplines. Just retired from that a month ago.
And what did that consist of? I mean, what exactly did you do?
I evaluated, measured, took impressions of, made, and fit artificial limbs. That's the prosthetic part, and orthotics, or braces. And so all patients from strokes, polios, amputees, broken backs, broken necks, arms, legs, and just sort of held them together. Instead of sometimes when they would come out of the cast, they would go into a brace, and we would make the brace part if they had a broken body part. Ended up specializing in human gait, locomotion gait, and what's called pathomechanics and biomechanics and things like that. And it was enormously satisfying. The way I described it as a standing ovation now is when someone got up and walked out on me.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Really well.
We're visiting with Sandy Nasson. Sandy is on the bill this coming Saturday at Eden Park, Season Good Pavilion, for the 50th anniversary of Ludlow Garage, and it's a stellar bill. What do you have planned for Saturday afternoon, Sandy? I guess you're on in the afternoon, is that right, or in the evening? Do you know yet?
2 o'clock. And then I told Jim that I can do anything. I can fill space if he needed me to.
You'll be the John Sebastian of the Ludlow Garage reunion. What can we expect? What will you be playing? What's some of the show?
I'm trying to blend that together between my jazz guitar and my acoustic guitar work. The big body jazz guitar played some jazz and bossa novas, but really was I used it a lot with feedback because it would feed back at a volume that was listenable because it was hollow body and rather than solid body. And so I'm working on creating a continuum of music for my set, from the big body electric guitar to the acoustic guitar, and then closing with the jazz guitar again. I've got the concept down. I have to make sure that it flows the way I want it to flow. You can expect some experimentation for sure. It's very familiar tunes from the time I was playing at the Ludlow Garage and the time that we lived in.
And we look very much forward to it, Sandy. It's been great catching up with you, and we look forward to seeing you on Saturday at 2 in Eden Park. Always a great time.
I look forward to seeing you and seeing everybody that's coming out for the event. All the best to you.
All the best to you, too. Thanks so much. This has been fun. And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.